morning and welcome to the Bot Spot, the best spot to talk about bots. Today, we're going to be talking about a really interesting and controversial topic that has been gaining increasing traction in the news, and that is tiny robots performing medical surgeries. To help this discussion, we're bringing in experts in their fields. Let's welcome Maura, a top biomedical engineer, and Olivia, an oncologist.
My name is Maura, and I'm a biomedical engineer currently working on tiny robots that will be versatile in performing surgeries on a microscopic level. Thanks for having me, Sam.
I'm an oncologist, and I deal with cancer patients, and I think this new research is going to help these patients in so many ways.
Aside from meeting and chatting with these professionals, we'll open the floor and the phones so you can call in your questions. First, let's ask Maura. What research have you been conducting, and how do you think it'll contribute to the future of microbots?
I'm currently working alongside my team conducting research on Genoxyl PM. It's a polymeric micelle, which has been considered one of the most promising nanocarriers, some of which have been already applied in different stages of clinical trials. The successful advantages of polymeric micelles from bench to bedside are due to their special core shell structures, which can carry specific drugs in certain disease conditions. Since we are approved by the National Cancer Institute, we are proud to be able to treat patients with ovarian, breast, and lung cancer.
Wow, that's incredible. When did you first begin your research?
My own personal research has spanned the length of my entire career. This model, though, was first approved in 2007, but my team and I have been working on related prototypes for years prior.
Today's a special episode. We'll be accepting questions and comments from people calling in. Oh, is that a call I hear?
Hi, thanks for having me. I have a question for Maura today. Can you just give me a general rundown on what these tiny robots will be used for?
Well, tiny robots, some are called microbots, are able to go inside the body at a nanoscopic level. It can navigate through the body, and it gives us a real inside look without having to consult invasive techniques such as surgery. The bots also allow us to get a better feel of the disease with the ability to take pictures and biopsies and so on.
Wow, that's incredible. Let's take another call from the audience and hear what they have to say about this.
Hi, I was just wondering about what kind of future applications do you think these robots will have?
Well, that's a great question. I'm going to direct that over to Maura.
Treatment using microbots is an exceptional technology that's truly breaking boundaries in biomedical engineering. A large component of research conducted today is treating cancer with robots. Although entering clinical trials can be a lengthy process, once a microbot can prove itself as a viable treatment option, this should lead the way for many to follow. Olivia, what do you think the future holds for these robots in cancer treatment?
To enter clinical trials, microbots must clear two major hurdles. First, researchers need to be able to see and control them operating inside the body. Current imaging techniques have insufficient resolution and a little bit of sensitivity. Second, the vehicles need to be biocompatible and be removed or stabilized after use. Achieving both aims would set the stage for further improvements in steering and mobility, materials, and capabilities.
I think that's a very valid point, but these robots, from what I'm seeing, are taking way too long to treat cancer. What about when the cancer has reached a certain stage, say, late stages of cancer? Is there a limited time window for an oncologist such as yourself to use these microbots and get successful treatment?
So here's the thing with cancer. It can be especially tricky to treat if not caught early enough. NCI-funded research has produced many notable examples over the last several years. For example, researchers at Stanford University and Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center developed multimodal nanoparticles capable of delineating the margins of brain tumors both preoperatively and intraoperatively. These MRI-PAT Raman nanoparticles are able to use both to track tumor growth and surgical staging by way of MRI, but also in the same particle be used during surgical resection of the brain tumor to give the surgeon eyes, almost, down to the single cancer cell level, increasing the potential tumor-specific tissue removal.
Well, it does seem like a successful treatment course. I'm still concerned of how many patients could these microbots treat, especially if there's only a limited time to do so before the cancer progresses too far.
Olivia, what's your personal opinion on the use of microbots in relation to cancer patients in the near future?
I personally believe microbots have the potential to revolutionize many aspects of medicine. These devices will make existing therapeutic and diagnostic procedures less invasive and will enable new procedures never before possible.
Olivia, do you think that there's been enough research on the microbots, especially in cancer treatments? And have you seen any problems that have come about through the research?
Personally, in my own conducted research, directly pinpointing where the cancer is located inside the body, that imaging can be difficult, but it's being addressed by nanoscale solutions in prostate cancer. Researchers at Stanford University recently have been developing nanotechnologies that give both anatomical size and location of prostate cancer cells and functional information to avoid overdiagnosis treatment, as well as to monitor progression. The nano platforms developed by this group are coupled directly to their recently approved handheld transrectal ultrasound and photoacoustic or TRUSPA device, ultimately offering more effective, integrated, and less invasive technique to image and biopsy prostate cancer for diagnosis and prognostication prior to performing common interventions, which could be like surgical resection or radiotherapy.
Thank you so much for your question, and what an informative answer. Now let's hear from another listener.
Hi, I'm just calling in today because I actually work as a mechanical engineer. I was just curious to the composition of these tiny robots. Specifically, are they biodegradable?
Wow, what an interesting question. Moral, would you like to take this question?
I'd love to. These tiny robots all have very different compositions. China's National Center for Nanoscience and Technology and Arizona State University's nanobots are made of a sheet of DNA rolled into tubes and filled with blood clotting drugs. The exterior has a coat of DNA that binds with tumors. It'll bind and then release the drug. The Leibniz Institute, in conjunction with the Polytechnical Institute of Montreal, has infused bacteria that naturally swim along magnetic fields with cancer-treating drugs. They have used these magnetic fields to steer them towards tumors in mice. Each bot is created differently to suit its objective, but they all stem from the same idea.
This seems very interesting, but it doesn't exactly put my mind at ease to know I have tiny robots working inside me. How will we know if it's safe, given that it's not biodegradable?
The uses of these microbots are all for different tasks. Although some of them are becoming biodegradable, it doesn't make sense to make all of them biodegradable. It wouldn't be logical to have a camera that breaks down before you can receive the images.
Thank you so much for having me, Sam. And here's to the bright and innovative future.
I agree. It was a great time. And I hope the viewers have learned something about the tiny bots.
Thank you all for joining us and listening to this episode. So tune in next time, and to send you off, here's a bot joke of the week. Why was the robot so tired when it finally got home? It had a hard drive. And that's a bot spot, the best spot to talk about bots.